understand how you feel. Of course, my situation was different from yours. It was only natural for my wife to leave me. I was the worst husband in the world. Far from complaining, I have to admire her for having put up with me as long as she did. I used to beat her. No one else. She was the only one I could beat up. You can tell what a weakling I am. Got the heart of a flea. I would do nothing but grovel outside the house. People would call me Ushi and order me around, and I would just suck up to them all the more. So, when I got home, I would take it out on my wife. Pretty bad, eh? And I knew just how bad I was, but I couldn't stop. It was like a sickness. I'd beat her face out of shape until you couldn't recognize her. And not just beat her. I'd slam her against the wall and kick her, pour hot tea on her, throw things at her, you name it. The kids would try to stop me, and I'd end up hitting them. Little kids, 7, 8 years old, and not just push them around. I'd wallop them with everything I had. I was an absolute devil. I'd try to stop myself, but I couldn't. I couldn't control myself. After a certain point, I would tell myself that I had done enough damage, that I had to stop, but I didn't know how to stop. Do you see what a horror I was? So then, 5 years ago, when my daughter was 5, I broke her arm. You snapped it. That's when my wife finally got fed up with me and left with both kids. I haven't seen any of them since. Haven't even heard from them. But what can I do? It's my own fault.
I said nothing to him. The cat came over to me and gave a short meow, as if looking for attention.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I wasn't planning to exhaust you with all these boring details. You must be wondering if I have any business that has brought me here this evening. Well, I have. I didn't come here for small talk, Mr. Okada. The doctor, which is to say Dr. Wataya, ordered me to come to see you. I will now tell you exactly what he told me. So please, listen. First of all, Dr. Wataya is not opposed to the idea of reconsidering the relationship between you and Ms. Kumiko. In other words, he would not object if both of you decided that you wanted to go back to your previous relationship. At the moment, Ms. Kumiko herself has no such intention, so nothing would happen right away. But if you were to reject any possibility of divorce and insist that you wanted to wait as long as it took, he could accept that. He will no longer insist upon a divorce as he has in the past, and so he would not mind if you wanted to use me as a conduit if there was something you wished to communicate to Ms. Kumiko. In other words, no more locking horns on every little thing, a renewal of diplomatic relations, as it were. This is the first item of business. How does it strike you, Mr. Okada?
I lowered myself to the floor and stroked the cat's head, but I said nothing. Ushikawa watched me and the cat for a time, then continued to speak.
Well, of course, Mr. Okada, you can't say a word until you've heard everything I have to say. All right, then, I will continue through to the end. Here is the second item of business. This gets a little complicated, I'm afraid. It has to do with an article called The Hanging House, which appeared in one of the weekly magazines. I don't know if you've read it or not, Mr. Okada, but it is a very interesting piece. Well written. Jinxed land in posh Setagaya residential neighborhood. Many people met untimely deaths there over the years. What mystery man has recently bought the place? What is going on behind that high fence? One riddle after another. Anyhow, Dr. Wataya read the piece and realized that the hanging house is very close to the house you live in, Mr. Okada. The idea began to gnaw at him that there might be some connection between it and you. So he investigated. or should I say, the lowly Ushikawa, on his short little legs, took the liberty of investigating the matter, and bingo, there you were, Mr. Okada, just as he had predicted, going back and forth down that back passageway every day to the other house, obviously very much involved with whatever it is that is going on inside there. I myself was truly amazed to see such a powerful display of Dr. Wataya's penetrating intelligence. There has only been one article so far with no follow-up, but who knows?